This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 38 for Sunday, February 10th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Welcome.
Okay.
I'm too tired and too sick to think of anything like cool and entertaining.
Well, after you say hum jumbo,
it all goes downhill.
It's all downhill from there.
What's up?
We had a little bit of a, I guess not a surprise, but a nice delivery at our door yesterday.
Ooh, I love deliveries.
And for those of you that are waiting for the limited edition Edison Anderson bulb fillers, they are here.
Yay!
They just came yesterday, Saturday, and we're going to pack them up and ship them out tomorrow. Well, we'll pack them up tonight, ship them out tomorrow. So, along with a little extra surprise.
Absolutely. So that was fun.
We hope you enjoy it.
Yep. They came in this huge box. In fact, I didn't think it was the right box because it was so big. So, Brian Gray, kudos for the amazing packing job. And then we took our time, sorted through, matched up every number to every nib. And then we'll do that again before we ship out, just to make sure that what you wanted is what's in the box. We were going to try to get them out yesterday, but we just thought it would be safer to to take our time and go slow and make sure that what we sent you is what you ordered.
Yeah, there's a good number of them. So.
Yep, absolutely. And then we, like Brian said, we've got a little extra in there for you, and they're gorgeous. We'll update all your accounts so that you can track them and kind of stalk your mailman like we were doing.
I think I'm going to ink this one up this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
What color ink should I put in here?
I don't know. Do you want to match it to the pen or do you want to go with a contrast?
Well, you know, I'm a pretty simple ink guy. I only have like three different colors.
You have what? Ottoman, Noodler's Ottoman Azure. You have Mont Blanc Burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
And Aurora Blue?
I do have Aurora Blue now and Aurora Black.
Okay. Ooh, you've got four.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I'm thinking about Parker Penman Sapphire.
Ooh. Got any extra of that?
No. I don't share.
Wow.
Although I think I'm going to send some to Steven.
What?
I'm going to send a little vial of Parker Penman Sapphire and Parker Penman Emerald to Stephen Brown so he can do a review on his Inkcyclopedia.
But you won't give me 2.5 milliliters to put in my pen?
It's a bulb filler. It'll take like way more than that. We can negotiate.
Wow. This is what I got myself into. Being possessive over ink.
I found you your bottles of your original bottles of your Mont Blanc beloved Burgundy or whatever it used to be called, Bordeaux, I think.
Bordeaux, yep.
Mm-hmm. And you found me my Parker Penman Sapphire. I don't think that there's anything wrong with hoarding ink.
Well, I let you try some of my Bordeaux.
You can have some Penman. Just a little.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to see a cave. I'm good now. I'll probably put Aurora Blue in there. That's my latest. Okay. Plus, I'm actually almost out of. I just have a little bit of. This is a little bit of Ottoman Azure and a Clot de Saphir mix.
Oh.
Partly because I ran out, so I just dumped everything in one bottle.
Okay.
But I guess that maybe brings up an interesting topic.
It was a good segue, I thought.
Yeah, it was a very good segue. Matching the color of ink to your pen. Do you or don't you?
I do, 90% of the time. I'm boring that way. If I have a blue pen, I'll usually put blue ink in it. I did put Ackerman Green in my red Aurora 75th anniversary. What?
You put green ink in a red pen.
Well, it was a Christmas present. It was Christmas colors. And the color of the pen is bright, so it would be hard to find a dark red.
Bordeaux?
I'll trade you.
Okay, you I'll take the pen.
No, deal. No. Yeah, I don't think so. All right, so what about you? Do you match or do you not match?
Well, you know, like I said, I have like three different colors of ink.
Yeah, but most of your pens are brown or black.
So. They are. Most of my pens are black. They're not brown.
Well, they used to be black. Now they're brown.
They're not brown.
Tires fade.
Listen, someone's got to use that Ackerman brown ink that I bought you for Christmas 2 years ago.
Moving on.
Well, yeah, most of my pens are black. I do like Aurora black ink. A lot of my modern pens are blue.
Yes.
You know, I mean, whenever possible, I guess I do, but maybe. Right. I mean, although my Edison Herald is copper flake and I have burgundy ink in that, I think that's pretty close.
Yeah. All right. So you match. I usually match.
Usually.
Okay. So that's a good poll question, I think.
I think we should put that up.
Do you or don't you match?
Does that segue into do you match your pen to your outfit?
Do you? I don't wear my pens. I carry my pens.
I don't frankly care as long as I have a good writing pen. But
okay. So you don't match the color of your pen to like your new – what do you have in your pocket today?
Today I have a 1930-32 Schaefer Balance, oversized balance.
Black?
Black.
All right, black goes with everything.
and by the way, it has black ink in it.
So boring. You should put like turquoise or hot pink.
I did put yesterday, and this is the first time I've done this in a long time. My Lamy 2000 has that.
Oh, that's got that shovel nib.
It's got that's huge. Luscious. By shovel, she means luscious.
Huge.
Oblique, broad nib. And I had Aurora Blue in it. And then we decided we were going to sign some things with green. And so I had to completely flush the pen. And I completely flushed it, including using some pen flush, JV pen flush, to clean it out. And I put, Noodler's Forest Green.
Pretty color.
So I have yet to really scribble much with it. So
I scribbled a lot yesterday with mine.
Yeah.
With a stub nib. That was weird for me.
I almost was real hesitant to ink that pen up.
Why?
Well, that was the last, very last Twisby 540
clear
that we had.
I don't know. That's all right.
40 years from now, we're going to say,
oh, I wish I hadn't.
Hadn't inked this pen.
Yeah.
So, anyway, interesting.
All right. So, poll question. Poll do question. You or don't you match the color of your ink to the color of your pen? So, okay. Let's see what else. That, I guess, leads into using your pens.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Inkorino. I mean, Inkorimo. I just like to say Inkorino because it's just funny. Those of you who have not started to participate, you still have time. www.inkorimo.org. That's Inkorimo.org. Write a letter a day, every day in February. They even have a theme song. So now I'm going to, you know. Brian's got the Hokey Pokey song in his head. The Inkorimo song.
Do you know the lyrics?
You put your gold nib in, you put your gold nib out, you put your gold nib in, and you shake it all about. Yeah. Do the Inkorimo.
Good. Awesome. Okay.
Awesome.
You really breezed through that, though, by the way.
I did.
You sort of half sung it because you didn't really want to.
You know, I was sick. I'm just not feeling it. Super fun, super easy. There's even a list of people who would love to receive mail on the website. We have gotten some awesomely fun notes.
Yeah.
Long, chatty letters. We got one that just said, tag, you're it. Postcards.
Yep.
I got one that was a stitched postcard. That's cool. So we've gotten a lot of fun stuff. We made some new friends, reconnected with some old friends. We will have a batch of letters going out tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them on my desk here.
Yep. I've got all the people I need to reply back to.
Yeah. Oh, I got a couple of them with stamps, wax seals.
Yes.
Which is cool. Very cool.
Yep.
I'll be honest and I'll admit I was a little late getting started. And so as a penalty, I guess, I'm gonna force myself to take this to the next level.
Boy. Okay. How are you going to punish yourself? I want to hear this.
I am going to use a different pen for every letter that I write.
What about the ink?
Black, blue, burgundy.
You get some forest green now.
Yeah, maybe.
Mix it up. There you go.
Yeah, not the ink, but I'm going to use a different pen for every letter every day.
Wasn't this the month that you were going to use a dip pen every day?
Shh. I have not unveiled my evil, sinister plan.
Oh. Sorry.
There was that mild problem with being gone for a week at LA that kind of put a damper on that project. But we'll take care of that later. But anyway, I'm going to use a different pen each day. And actually, I've started in some of these pens. Believe it or not, maybe it is believable. I don't know. I have never actually ever used. And since some of them are eyedroppers, I'm not obviously going to fill them up just to write one letter. But dipping them will be just sufficient. I actually wrote a letter yesterday to our friend Tim. And since he is a swan collector, I pulled a nice Swan 500 out of my collection. I believe we bought this one in Little Rock.
That's March.
That's March for you folks. It was either Little Rock or it was a Detroit. I can't remember. Maybe you recall. We went and I saw the pen on the table, and it was on that table. It was over in the corner, and I didn't buy it. And then the next day, I went back to find it, and we couldn't find it. And the dealer was looking around on the table, and they couldn't find it. They thought maybe it had sold. They weren't sure. It wasn't very expensive. And later on that afternoon, the dealer's wife came over. She was all excited, and there it was. She had it in her hand. She says, "We found it."
Awesome.
But I hadn't ever actually written with the pen. It's an eyedropper. It has a gold overfeed, maybe Todd Swan. It's plain as can be. It's
a tire.
It's plain black hard rubber. Slip cap, but it's good girth, and it's about 7 1/4 inches long posted. Nice pen, and that was a smooth writing pen. So I'm going to be using, I'm taking out all sorts of interesting pens from the pen chest. I wrote one the other day with my famous
Ooh.
Diamond Point Mother of Pearl.
That's pretty.
Eyedropper. One with I had a Relief 2L that I had John Modishaw work on the nib for me. It's a oblique, double, triple broad.
Another shovel.
Yeah, you could probably, if I held it up, you could probably see how big the nib is. But
now, you are including somewhere on your InkoRimo correspondence what pen and what ink you're using, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I know some people.
I love seeing that.
Yeah. In my case, unfortunately, some of these pens, I have no idea what ink is in them, but I can pretty much extrapolate. Some of them actually, unfortunately, I admit they weren't cleaned out. Like this balance that I have in my pocket, I filled it with water and there it was. It was fine. So
that's not good. You need to take better care of your pens, young man.
And the Relief actually had a lovely, lovely dark green ink. And for the life of me, I have no idea what that is, because the only bottle of green ink I've ever had was a bottle of Omos Green that I bought. I didn't buy. It was a giveaway at my very first pen show when I went to Miami in 2000, I think.
That's some old ink.
Yeah, well,
I love it when they give away ink at shows.
Oh yeah, I was totally excited.
Even though, you know, like they're usually really little bottles. Well,
this was the full bottle. Oh, full size bottle, yeah. 62 and a half milliliters.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Anyway.
Speaking of pen shows. Yay! LA, baby. So excited. You know why?
Why are you excited? I know this one. I know this one. Because right now it's 34 degrees and freezing rain out.
Not in LA.
Not in LA.
Yep. So LA is this week. In fact, we leave Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday afternoon.
51 hours from now.
Oh, God. All right, we need to end now. I got to pack.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, guys. we'll see you. No. I mean, a little over 2 days.
Awesome.
You've been to LA before, a couple times?
I have, a couple times. It's been a long time.
I've only actually been to California twice. Once was a family vacation when I was young, very young. And we were in Arizona and we drove like through a tiny corner of California just to say we were there.
That doesn't really count.
It doesn't really count. And then I went to, I was actually in LA and I totally forgot about this. Probably 10, maybe more years ago. Well, no, it'll be probably 15 years ago. I was in LA for the National Association of Music Merchants convention.
Okay.
So, but I didn't really get to see anything. Not like. Well,
you're not going to see anything this time. We're going to drive to the hotel, get there and stay there the whole time and drive out of there. It'll probably be dark when we get there, and it'll probably be
dark. It will, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But lots of good friends are going to be there. We're going to see some people we've known for a long time, which I'm excited about, that we've never actually met in person.
Yep.
I'm excited about meeting Todd. I hope he shows up.
You better be there, Todd.
I know Dan's going to be there, so.
Yep. That'll be fun.
He's asked that I bring some of my John Holland collection.
Oh, no.
You know how I feel about taking my pens out of the house, but
I have to bring a couple.
I have to bring the one that you bought me for Christmas. It's just a fabulous, fabulous pen.
Awesome.
So.
Let's see. It also means wish lists.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be Valentine's Day while we are there.
Awesome.
So.
What'd you get me?
I don't know. Find something.
What'd you get me?
I haven't gotten you anything. When we get there, you go shop and come back and tell me which vendor has which pen, and I'll go buy one. So you need to tell me what you want, though. I started a new wish list.
Okay. So and I think I should mention, I have no idea what is going to happen now. So this has not been planned. I'm sitting down.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, I have the Aurora Mare and I have my Aurora 75th anniversary.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. We discussed this briefly over lunch and I think Lisa's words were, it shouldn't be more expensive than the 75th anniversary.
No, they shouldn't. I want the Soleil.
Oh my.
Is that and the, I want that's the yellow one.
That's the yellow one. Okay.
And I want the Primavera.
The green.
Yes.
In the box with the ink?
Nope, doesn't have to be. Just the pen. Fine or medium nib. Cuz I don't do shovels. I like my pens to actually write.
And you don't care if it's been used or not as long as it's excellent condition. Okay. Now, I think there were...
Now, we've actually had those.
We actually had those, yes.
As part of a consignment lot we took on a couple years ago. So I should have just kept them, but...
Were there not limited editions of those two in addition to the regular edition? I know there was the Mare. There was a limited edition Mare.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just want the yellow one and the green one.
You want the yellow one? That's a weird color.
It is a weird color.
What kind of ink are you going to put in that?
Maybe Ombre de Birmingham. Bermany or... we change the names of the ink colors when we're talking about them. Or maybe an orange. How about cayenne?
Okay. All right. I'm trying to find something about the pen that I like.
Well, it is a funky color, but if you're going to have all the others, I need to complete the set.
Okay. So if you get all four, can I get that Optima Nerla Perla?
Which one is it? Is that the black and white?
That's the black and pearl, yeah.
That's ugly. You can have it. I don't want it.
Wow, I'm just taking a beating here today.
Yes, honey, you could have it. You could also get that Omos Paragon if you wanted.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think Kenro's going to be in LA.
I think they are.
I think they are.
Awesome.
All right.
Dick, Brian, bring the pen, please.
We'll see. I don't know. The Paragon was so heavy, though. It was just such a... I want to like it, but I know if I have to think that hard about liking it, then I'm not going to like it.
But see, that's part of the beauty of pen shows and why more people should go. There are pens that you may drool over, you know, online and oh, I'd love it. It's gorgeous. But then you actually see it and you hold it, and it's bigger than you thought. It's smaller than you thought. Some people are picky about sections and whether there's a big step or not. Mm-hmm. Weight is an issue. You know, you can read that it's X many grams, you know, online, but that doesn't tell you how it feels in your hand. So the beauty of a pen show is you get to actually hold them and try them before you buy them.
Yeah, I guess... For the price, I was just turned off by the fact that the only piston fill that they make in that series is the Paragon. And the thing is, it's huge. It's like a baseball bat.
Awesome.
But it's got a metal, I mean, I don't know. It's got a metal section, big metal section.
Yeah, you don't like metal sections. I don't really care.
Well, the rest of the pen is so beautiful. The burgundy one, I mean, it's just, it's such a beautiful pen. Then they got that metal rose gold section on it.
Well, then cross it off your wish list and move on.
But I like the pen. And the other ones that they have, the Arte Italiana, which is the next size down, is a cartridge converter filler, but it's like, what are those? Like $500-$600.
Okay, well.
It just seems crazy to me. Doesn't it?
All right, well, the public heard I was happy to buy you one, but you don't want one, so.
Well, this is the problem I'm having. I always write a wish list before the show, and frankly, I'm having a hard time writing one this time.
That's why I don't do them. I just wait until something jumps off the table into my hand and talks to me and says, take me home.
Make payments with Sarge.
He's going to be there.
I know he's going to be there. We're in trouble. I may forego my pen purchase to make sure that you get something that you want.
Honey, we have all year for you to find me a pen.
Oh, right then. Paragon for Valentine's Day, the Black and Pearl for the rest of the show.
There you go. Brian usually gets two pens a show.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to have something vintage, something hard rubber, maybe.
Okay. I'll just see what jumps out at you. There will be vendors who we don't normally see.
Yeah, that will be nice.
Yeah.
So,
again, the beauty of a pen show is... being able to see and try the pens and depending on the show, sometimes certain people only go to like West Coast shows or some people only go to East Coast shows. So
there's not all that many West Coast. So
well, you've got
San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Now, of course, I used to always have that Aiken Lambert safety on the list.
I'm so tired of hearing about that.
I know you are. And then I look on eBay this morning, and there's a stinking Aiken Lambert safety on eBay.
There you go. Buy it.
Well, we're going to a show.
But how often do you see them? Just buy the damn thing. Darn thing.
Well, I've only seen three in the last year and a half.
All right, folks, write in. Tell them to just buy it.
All right.
And then we'll get you something cool at the show. And we're going to L.A. It's going to be warm. I'm excited. Just saying.
All right. Well, I'll come up with something for a wish list. And,
okay.
I'll throw it up on the website this week. And I guess I need to do that sooner than later, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Since we're leaving Tuesday.
Or not at all and just be a rebel. Don't have a list.
No. I need to commit. I need to write it down and then I need to stick to the list.
Sort of like grocery shopping.
Yeah, sort of. Any pen with a nib. That'll be the
first. All right.
And of course, it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. If you're going to be in LA, please, please, please stop by and say hello. We'll be there rolling in late Wednesday night, Thursday morning. But we'll be there all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're in, please stop by.
Yeah, we had someone email us?
Yes.
Who said that she didn't stop. She saw us, but she didn't want to interrupt or stop and say hi. Please stop and say hi.
Please interrupt.
We'd love to meet you in person. Yep. That's for me the best part of the show is meeting all the people and reconnecting with old friends and making new friends and meeting people we've been emailing back and forth with. It's awesome to be able to be able to put a face with a name.
Yep. Yeah, don't be shy.
We're just stop by and say hi.
We're normal human beings, and especially if you have hard rubber pens that you want to sell.
Oh my God.
No, just kidding.
Moving on.
Got a couple new things on the website that we got in this week that I will do my best to get up on the website this week. You want to mention those?
Awesome. We've got some new index cards, 3x5 index cards from Exacompta with a graph design. Fountain pen friendly. Really cool. They come in 4 assorted colors. So it's a pack of just assorted colors, but they're nice. They're pretty. Kind of cool.
Pretty inexpensive.
Yes.
Cool.
Yep. The leather pen cases. Holy cow. We got them in, if you may recall, not that long ago. Unpacked the box a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, two weeks ago, maybe
I
3.
Think so. And put them up on the web, and they have sold like crazy. We are having more shipped to us tomorrow. So if there's something that you're looking for, definitely use that back in stock button to be notified when something comes back in stock. We're not sure how many blue we're getting, but the leather is just gorgeous. I had a customer email me and tell me that they were, in her words, sensuously soft. So that was kind of fun. What is that?
I think this is the very last blue.
You're hoarding one.
I like it.
It's gorgeous. The blue is. Are there pens in there?
There are pens. There's a blue Lamy, and there's going to be a blue. Oh, look at that! It fits in there really nice.
What's supposed to fit in there nice?
That Edison. It's pretty in
there. Awesome. So you have all blue pens in your blue case?
Well, no, actually, I don't. I've got a black Schaefer Crest in there.
Okay. All right. We also ordered 2 cool new items, totally new products for us. They'll be in about 2 weeks once we've placed our order, and they'll arrive while we're gone, and then we'll get them up probably within the next 2 weeks. Yep. And they'll be very handy. So thanks to a customer who recommended one of them.
Yeah. If you've got suggestions for things you want to see.
Absolutely.
And actually, these they weren't even on our radar.
One was.
A little bit.
Yeah. Down the road.
There's something that you want us to carry. We'd be happy
to look into it. Absolutely. So. And then we're going to just schedule some blog posts for while we're on the road.
Yeah, we got some time in the car, that's for sure.
I don't know. I plan to do some antiquing along the way.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
I like how you think.
I knew you would.
Well, you know, we need to make sure we're not going along the same route that Sam and Frank went, because...
Oh, yeah, then there'll be no point.
Yeah, there's going to be nothing. They're already posting pictures of stuff that they bought. So they're just going to go, yeah, this couple, they are already here. And we're just going to walk out.
There you go. We've gotten some funny posts.
Yes. We have, in case you're not aware, we have a contest going on the blog, caption contest. You got to take a look at this. This is hilarious picture that Brian Gray from Edison Pens took of Lisa at the Washington DC Pen Show last August. Totally caught her off guard,
and you can tell.
Yeah, I don't. I obviously wasn't there for that picture. I don't know where I was.
You were off shopping.
I was off shopping, probably buying,
negotiating something.
But I don't know, what did he yell at you? What did he do to get your that reaction?
I think he was just standing there, and he was going to take a picture of us or me at the table, and I turned around, and he just snapped the picture, and my first thought was, all right, number one, I hate to have my picture taken. I just don't like it. And I saw the picture and I was like, oh my God, that's it. You need to delete that right now. Show me that you've deleted it, and then delete the recycle bin. It's got to go. And so he started to do that because he's a great guy and he would never, you know, do anything to upset anybody. And I'm like, wait. Send that to Brian. Email that to my Brian. And he'll enjoy he'll get a kick out of that. And just over the course of 5 minutes, it started to grow on me because it's just such a bad picture. It's just, you know, the kind of thing that somebody who doesn't like you puts on Facebook. You know, I'm just looking like a moron. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of cute. But part of the fun part was... when he shipped a package not too long after that, he put that picture on the box.
Yeah, the whole side was about what? Half the box is 12, 16 inches long.
Like 12 by 8.
Yeah. Here we go again. We just keep mentioning inches.
Yeah. He blew up the picture and taped it to the entire side of the box so that every person who handled that box, and I'm sure they must have shown it to somebody, got to see it. And so then, you know, they left the box by the back door. And so I got home from work or groceries or wherever. And there's the box with my face on it staring at me. And I'm, oh, my God.
People like to do that to us.
Yeah.
Put our pictures on the box.
Yeah, Mike did that. So we turned it into a caption contest.
Yeah, it's on the blog. You can still, I think it's still on the first page. All you have to do is just go on there and just put some funny comment. What is Lisa saying? We got some good ones up there already.
Oh, yeah.
The winner will get their choice of platinum plaisir, their choice of color or nib size, and a really cool pilot. Two pen case. It's really a cool case. It's got magnets that keep it closed. Really neat case. So go ahead and just join in on the fun.
Or just go look at the picture.
Yeah, either
way. It's just funny.
We're going to announce the winner. We'll just pick our favorite one on Sunday, February 24th, which will be one full week after the LA Pen Show is done. So
we might be recovered by then.
I hope so.
God. Oh, Mom will make sure the house is clean by the time we get back and all the kids' laundry will be done. So, you know, we'll be good.
Okay. You've got some shout outs this week?
I do.
Got a big one.
Mike Beiler. I don't usually do full names, but Mike Beiler, dude, we love you. Hang in there. And oh my God, wait till you get your package. Mike is going through some health-related issues, and so we're sending let's just call it a care package with care in quotes. let's see what else. Martin L. He didn't want me to mention him. I think he thought I might mention his full name. But we've gone back and forth with some awesome, awesome emails. So big shout out to you, Martin. All of our Inca Rhino or Inco Rhymo correspondence, awesome, awesome letters. We've laughed really hard.
Yep. We'll get on sending those back. So yep, that'll be fun.
We'll get caught up. Aziza. Somehow her caption contest response got sent to spam.
Well, you know, and I should say it was funny because she said, well, I don't know. Maybe I used a word that that was considered spam. And I said, yeah, ballpoint.
So sorry. Joseph L., he sent an email. He got his package in the mail. He was all excited. And he's sending a feedback letter. So we love that.
Cool.
John M., I think you had been corresponding with him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Tiffany and her 5th period 11th grade English class. The PCA sent Tiffany a big box of pens to give to her class. She's having all of them participate in InkoRimo, which is fantastic. So I'm sure some of them are having fun. Some of them are wondering, what the heck is wrong with my teacher? But I think it's an awesome thing to do. Yep. So,
anything else this week?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We do have a Facebook page, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog, where you can see that caption contest, andersonpens.net/blog.
And the website, andersonpens.net.
And just before we exit here, we should mention that next Sunday there will be no podcast. We'll do it probably midweek after we get back from the LA show. And then we will resume our typical Sunday schedule.
Yep.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week.
Adios.